Welcome to the Challenge of the Week. I'm your host, Aaron Bingaman. Challenge of the Week exists to help me focus on one thing each week that I think will make me a better leader, friend, parent, and partner. I hope the next 6 minutes helps you this week. I want to apologize for the recording quality. I am recording this week without my usual equipment, so bear with me this week as we work through our recording. Let's get started. This week's challenge, it's a tough one. Put your phone down. Put your phone down. According to reviews.org, and I'll post a link to the article in the description, Americans spend, on average, 4.5 hours a day on their phone. Let's do the math on that. That is over 1,600 hours per year, which is equivalent to 68 days per year on our phones. If I told you that we could have 68 days a year, 68 days, more than 2 months of our year to do whatever we wanted, what would you do? What would I do with 2 more months? I'm not suggesting we eliminate the use of our phones altogether, but what if we spent half as much time on our phones? What would we do with an extra month of a given year? You know, so many of us talk about how busy we are, but I think that stat begs the question, are we? Are we really that busy? I think the reality is we all have time. We have more time than we realize, and it's available to us right now, but it requires a small sacrifice. Whether we want to admit it or not, many of us are addicted to our phones. I mean, I looked at Instagram while pulling my notes together for today's podcast. I am guilty as charged, but visualize with me for a minute. Imagine a meeting where no one in the room can look at their phones. What do we think our team's productivity might look like if phone usage were prohibited during meetings? Imagine dinner with our families with no phones. How might our interactions and conversations change? Imagine the time we spend with our partners in the evenings without our phones. How might we connect differently? So what would our meetings and team culture and relationships really, really look like if we limited this distraction, if we changed this distraction, put our phones away or turn them off altogether? I think we all know the potential within that answer. So I acknowledge this is hard. The smartphone has become this ubiquitous extension of ourselves. We use it, we need it, we take it everywhere. It's a productivity, it's a distraction. It's the way we share our lives with each other. I mean, my phone is my alarm clock. It's my primary source of news and information. My kids live in 3 different cities. This is how we connect. We stay together, texting and memeing and Instagramming and all of that stuff to be able to stay together. So I'm not suggesting that we eliminate it altogether this week, but what if we created some simple boundaries around our phones? Just 1 week here for us to think about. So some simple guardrails. What are some simple guardrails we can put into place? Well, I think one for us at work would be really challenging would be to adopt a no phone policy in meetings. If you meet in person, maybe get a basket and everybody can leave their phone at the door, or minimally invite them to eliminate active electronics by turning phones off completely, putting phones on our do not disturb function, or just leaving them in another room for those virtual and in-person interactions. Trigger time limits in the apps and data usage. You can do this by adjusting the settings. Maybe we need to give ourselves a time allotment for usage. James Clear, the author of Atomic Habits, revealed in an interview that he doesn't look at his phone until after 12 p.m. every day. Perhaps we need to schedule some phone time into our calendars. I started wearing a wristwatch so that rather than looking at my phone for time and seeing a notification, I would look at my watch instead. And turning off our phone, putting it on Do Not Disturb at 8 or 9 p.m. and creating that separation before we go to bed. This is going to be hard for me. I own it, which is why I'm picking this challenge. I'm old enough to remember life without my phone constantly at my disposal, and now I can't leave my house without it. But let's try it for 1 week and see what happens. So please join me this week in creating boundaries around our phones, and let's all put them down together. The goal with every challenge of the week is to reach the end of the week, look at the person in the mirror, and be proud of your effort and to like who you are. I believe in you. Thank you for listening to the Challenge of the Week, and thank you to our subscribers. If you liked this week's episode, please subscribe, like, write a review, and share it with one person in your sphere of influence. If you have questions or have an insight you'd like to share, email us at emailcotw@gmail.com. Please follow the Challenge of the Week on Instagram and X at @cotw_pod for more insights throughout the week. Our music is courtesy of Roman Kostiuk, downloaded via Pixabay. This episode was created, written, directed, produced, recorded, and edited by me, the sole owner of this content, Aaron Bingaman. Have a great week.